At San Antonio's Mennonite Church, hundreds of women and children from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras stepped off buses with small bags that held their few possessions.
Buenos dias. Me llamo John. Soy el pastor de la iglesia aquí.
Pastor John Garland says they started arriving Friday night.
We got some volunteers together and we began setting up our church as an emergency shelter.
A Texas state judge ruled Friday that the Carnes and Dilley detention centers don't qualify as child care centers. That triggered the mass release. Justin Tullius is the executive director of RIASIS, a local refugee assistance group providing food and medical supplies.
And a place to stay here until they're able to make arrangements for the next leg of their journey to where they're going to be going while they finish out their cases here in the United States.
37-year-old Ana Perez was among those released from the Dilley Center. She says she fled El Salvador to protect her 12-year-old daughter. She says she left because gang members wanted to rape her daughter, and she was threatened with death if she didn't comply. Perez and her daughter are now headed to Boston to stay with a friend who has bought them plane tickets. She and others will still need to report to immigration officials determining whether they can stay in the country. In San Antonio, Joey Palacios reporting.